Bruch is not very good.
Okay, we're holding here, I think, the Zomerpeg Basir Brachis. Have it on the Varchal Ara.
Yeah, I don't have the safe I had with me last week, but it's roughly the right area, that's for sure. I don't know.
Yeah. So basically, we just backtrack a minute. He started explaining the mimer of Vituva Ilam Nidoin, and explaining that, you know, if people see tzaddikim getting punished for Mishraim having good, is it a stira or not? And he speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavana is to be native to the world, and that's why the bringing peronius l'shal the sign of is toiv. So ubetoiv olam nidoin is sort of a it's almost a tantra to the sasra of sorts. The word nidoin is not midas hachesed, but the word nidon is tov, and the word tov is midas hachesed. But we have to understand the kesher between the two, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din is in order to bring about toiv. V'zeh amar pek basir brachis, kai varu l'varach ala rog shev shevarach ala toiva. Ukame b'gmar amai mevarach. Ilem shev shevarach toiva toiva meitiv, shevarach ala rog toiva meitiv, but nan ala toiva mevarach ala toiva meitiv, v'ala rog mevarach tainemes. Amar rog ala nitzcha ala kibula b'simcha adka. So the Gemara seems to have a havamina that you make hatoiva meitiv on oinshim. So he says, "Ve'echol kedai toch shivarach meitiv al ro, at shehu tzich lo viraya shem yivarach hatoiva meitiv. Al desol kedai toch kima shegam haro bo mimidas hatoiv v'shemaynu, ki ha'olam af kasher nidin b'midas din HaKadosh Baruch Hu nida mitzad midas hatoiv sheboy." In other words, I would have thought that since the underlying mida is toiv always, kineshu toiv roitzeh betoiv, or b'mash shemevi pronas b'ilam azeh nifrad ma'amaisav, or misulik mizeh hara, b'nishar ha'toiv. Or b'shmul kach at mechayim lekal b'simcha Hashem yisvarach midas dinoi, or levarach barach dayin emes. So he says, I don't know, it might be Gersi or something, levarach barach dayin emes, ki lo yivarach ha'toiv ha'meitiv, so basically he's saying that despite the fact that the reason why you do have to make a bracha is because it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a hagah of toiv, but you can't make a toiv ameitiv because you didn't get toiv. So the tshuva of the Gemara, in other words, the Shaka Vitari, the bottom line, comes to the following point. I think it's an important Nekuda to be aimed on. There are inyanim that I experience in this world, and then there are muskolis that I derive from those experiences or about those experiences. For instance, if I take a fruit and I bite into it and it tastes good, then the experience was the taste of the fruit and the nice colors, and the intellectual extrapolation is that it's probably good to eat, because I know that things, when they are ripe and ready to eat, they're the sweetest and best looking. And that would be a correct extrapolation. So I'm saying that it tastes good, it looks good, and therefore it probably is good for you. Occasionally, you'll get something that's not like that, that it tastes very good and it's tempting, but it's bad for you. Ein erech etzadat. But so there'll be a dissonance between the two parts. The same thing is true in terms of pe'ulis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I experience. So let's go to the brach first. So as far as the brachas go, the brachas were mitukin as brachas hanenin. The brachas are for what we experience in this world. And the experience that we have in this world on these inyanim is bad. So let's go again, there are sometimes things that I'm supposed to eat that are good for me, but they don't taste good. It could be medication. It could be, I don't know, celery. Some people don't particularly care for it all that much. And I know it's very, very healthy. It's very good for me, but I don't care for it. And therefore, I am correct in saying it tastes off, but it's good for me. When I experience an event, I'm chayav to be makid yad Hashem. Mitzad the experience, my hakara needs to be like the experience. So if it's a difficult experience or a bitter experience, then I need to categorize it as such. And the hair, the midas adinshah boy, whatever midah, difficult midah is the gvura, the din, whatever it is. But then with seichel, I need to extrapolate and say midas hadin is also coming from a certain sheirish. That sheirish is called chesed, that sheirish is called toiv. And ultimately it's for the good. So a mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on inyanim of din, but the mahus of the bracha is going to vary. And it's going to be Dina Emes because that's its metzias. So I'm chuyav to mekabel b'simcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I understand ultimately what it is, but I have to live it for what it is. It's like one of the things, it's important, it's a double push it, but people not aim it on it, and to understand that a person can have a chiluk in how he absorbs something. I was at a chasna, I don't know, a year or two ago, and I remembered my own children. When their older sibling gets married, it tends to be a very traumatic occasion for them. In a certain sense, they're losing their sibling, and they're makid that losing it. And, I remember my own youngest daughter was when her older sister got engaged. I remember vividly that she was ice mensch. And when the second one got engaged, she refused to come into the room with the dying. She must have been 3 or 4 at the time or something like that. And it was for her, very, very difficult. Now, I older children, I've seen, 8, 9, 10-year-olds cry. It's not that the seichel tells them it's a very, very happy occasion. It's wonderful. And, and fakir, there'll be more people in the family that will consider you sibling and so on. But the feelings are there. And at this level of the feelings, it's a prader. And that's a real prader. And the person needs to be makirid. The seichel is not the same as the regish. The seichel can be pile on the regish slowly and be makirid over some time. But it's not hainuach. So when a person makes dayin ha'emes, the person is saying two things. He's saying the experience is difficult, admoid. I know that it's coming from a sheirish of toiv, and in the bigger picture, it's toiv. But I need to be makir the way it really is. V'zeo b'toiv ha'olam nidoin. Shatzo loyma. She'af hara shemeva kosh baruch ha'olam ene bo rak mipnei ha'toiv shebayis barach. So the midah is ra, the reason it's coming from toiv. So just like if I tell you, if somebody undergoes an operation, it's wrong to tell them the operation is wonderful. You should feel good with it. The operation by nature are painful and difficult. But you need to recognize that the difficulty and the pain is for a good. So for us, when we're nasty to somebody, when we're mean to somebody, we're mean because we're mean. And it's an expression of me being mean that way I act towards the other person. Now it says another nekuda on the hakol lefi roiva meisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that a person, an each ma'aser of the atzmoi. Rak danes ha'odom im uzakim saratoi uchayim is haratzmoi. There's a din on the person himself, whether the person himself is a zakai or a chayim. So, roiv is something which is a the quality to take a picture, and that has agdar b'fnei atzmai. If I can give sort of a marshal a little bit, there's a halacha that if roiv basa was nishar around something or other, we say it can regenerate itself. In other words, it's not that having miut aveiros is meaningless. It means just that that there's another midah that sees the big picture, and there's a metzias of being a tzaddik in the big picture, which means that the klolius will be able to draw in the rest. So just like if you see a big person and he has a fault or two, you say to yourself at some point he's going to, since he's a good person, he will patch up the problem. That's Akash Baruch Hu was manhig and hugger where a person could be nigra basarev. And in a certain sense, this is a tremendous yeshua for us. Now, he says, interestingly enough, the flip side of it. So he says over here that the significance of each mitzvah avera stretches far beyond this particular mitzvah, this particular avera, because the ultimate din is carried out on the kolalius ha'adam. You don't know ever when a particular nekuda is that nekuda that makes everything click into place. So just like, if you give a marshal, some contemporary marshal, in investing, you have sometimes something which is worth the full amount of the investment. In other words, somebody comes along and he pays $1,000 for something worth $1,000. So, okay, so a dollar more, a dollar less counts for a dollar, that's all. Sometimes people leverage, and with $10, they put down towards $1,000 worth of bonds or stocks, whatever it is. Every shinui, every tiny shinui is can undo the entire thing, because it's multiplied by a lot. If a person has a mitzvah and aveiros that's contemplating doing, so mitzvahs and aveiros are, important, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives chach, Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu has vaynish, and so on. But if I can, the fact that I can be machriya everything, that my whole metzias depends on this nekuda, makes it very, very meaningful for me. Just like the marshal, a person is dating, a person is going out for a shidduch. So, in normal interaction, when I have hundreds of hours a year to interact with somebody, so I can be once in a while schleppy, or it isn't. It's fine. But if I'm dating somebody a few times, anything that I do wrong is magnified on that. So here, since the person's meisim, and they count for a klolius, they can meisim, then it makes a big difference. So he says, and like he said, the tchat is zakai, and the Rambam brings the oyim adam shalom chatzis zakat chayev adam asr chetzav zakat chetzav chayev matzah ve'achas oyla shechri atzim v'shalom chav chayev asin zachas asheloi shechri atzim v'shalom chav chayev. So the Rambam also, when he brings in a person lolam yir atzmai, the pshat is it amplifies the meaning of everything you do, because this could be making a whole mapecha in myself. If this mice, if a person was nidan on all his pratim individually, so say that each practice, this is aver, this is a mitzvah, this is aver. But if a kashmir was done in everything becholius, that means every single pa'ula might be something that significantly changes him. It's just like if you see a boy in a very formative age, if he does something that's slightly wrong, I don't know, you don't like the fact that he started to wear a certain item of clothing, whatever it is. So the subconscious reason is because you think this might be the turning point. Oh, this is what it stopped with. This is an indication of a whole mahalan. So averus and mitzvahs, besides their being important their own, but since the oilam is in the firoiv, you never know what is the catalyst for changing the entire mitzvah of a person in from one to the other. Veina pirish, now he says, veina pirish akoil achareva maisa, v'miyut maisa v'roim nechshav tarikoma v'kashvach v'ata roshasa. It doesn't mean in any way that there's a bit of a shishim. V'chenim ruba chayev v'nidoin achareva v'kashvach v'shalom miyut maisa v'shasa. Shein adob azeh, rakach. Kechol maisa tev shasa, afi mura shagoma v'asin tzachas v'kashvach v'shalom. Akashvach as being v'shalom is nema l'shalom. V'chenim roiv zakayim. V'asachet achas, tzachach v'shalom v'chet v'shasa. V'im kein, amon nema kakal achareva maisa. Aber hefesh ish ben roiv tzadik u ben shenechshav shoroiv rasha. Ke oise shenechshav tzadik hu zeich al olam haba. Ba rasha roi li yisneved me olam haba. U beze akoil acharoi ba maise li yisnechshav tzadik o shenechshav rasha. Al mikol mokoi mi et aver shosa tzadik nifal maisev. U mi tzadik shosa rasha mishal al kodesh baruch hu. So he's emphasized nifzim being a ben olam haba or getting schar. Schar means I get something for it, but I'm not part of a different world. A ben olam haba is somebody who's part of a different world. So even if the guy is somebody that the king doesn't care for, but he doesn't blame shuldig for a particular thing, but he's not an oyev. So this is a very, very interesting nekuda. It's a nekuda that it's one of those things that sort of confounds our sense of fairness and so on. The av of all of these of this is obviously the inyan of in the Mechiras Bechira, where it seems that Yaakov really took Esau for a ride. So there's a Teres Mincha actually brought down in the Yisraeli Torah. The Teres Mincha on Chofei Chofzai Vigbo and the Orem and so on, he says that a person himself, he says the Ikar Yisraeli of whether a person is going to get his Scharen Olam Haba is totally in the person's self. He chooses what he wants. And he says that choosing is obviously no official ceremony, but if a person is lohud after Taivus Olam Hazeh, then we say that's where he gets his char. And if a person is not lohud, where a person is lohud for ruchnisik things, that's where he gets his char. Now, the fairness of it, I think, goes like this: a person. Let's give an example. Let's say there's a mother who is very, very intent. She's a very musically inclined person. She's a music personality. And she wants her son to follow her footsteps and he should become a famous violinist. The kid himself has no interest in it. It's not him. He's into something else. And he's into cricket. Now, the mother is pushes and pushes, and she finally tells him, you know what, if you're not going to practice your lessons seriously, I'm not going to take you to the famous concert, once-a-lifetime world concert that's going to be held here. Now, for the mother, that's a terrible einish. For the child, he says, you know, Baruch Shem Tov Ani Moshe Shalazeh, Gamzu L'Taiva, I don't have to do the lessons, I want to go to the stupid concert. He's not musical, it's not his world, doesn't care for it, doesn't want it. Olam Haba is a ruchnistic world. It's not attractive to someone who's not a ruchnistic person. If you tell somebody that the schar Hashem will give you for doing mitzvahs that you can still learn without interruption, if for some people that sounds like an Eden, for some people it doesn't quite sound like an Eden at all. It depends on the moral of the person. So the person makes the decision through his mitzvahs which world he's going to. The Maral says in Tiberias Yisrael, he speaks about he says that Kodesh Baruch Hu built in the Ribui Mitzvahs, the Schus of Ribui Mitzvahs, is that for every mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, he created a hachana in the nefesh for that mitzvah. So, and the Maral says, of Shleimim, he says, the hachana in the nefesh for a mitzvah in a person, that itself makes him a ben olam haba. So what it means is you're not born deserving to be an olam haba in that sense. In the question of deserving and getting schar, you're obviously not, that doesn't do it for you. But you have in you something that makes you naturally a chelik of that world. Is it fair to do Messiah olam? Well, it is, because a Messiah olam who doesn't have it, don't want it. Just like this child who wasn't interested in a musical in a musical treat, they're interested in olam haba. I think I was told the other when I was young, I had a I read a story about a father. It was like I think it must have been a famous story at the time. The father was like this very hard-nosed, driven businessman in the 1920s. He was a stockbroker, very, very ruthless and greedy and ambitious, and you know, mamish, a full businessman. And his office was like on the ground floor of the house, and the house was on top of his office. His son was like a very dreamy kid, like very into chalming and halal, not his father's personality, and didn't have a particularly positive relationship. The son used to go downstairs to the office occasion when his father wasn't around. And in those days, stock certificates were real certificates. You know, if you bought 50 shares of a company, you got a certificate with that said on it, 50 shares. And I still remember the old-time certificates looked very, very nice. They were inlaid with gold paper, and they had stamps and pictures and seals and drawings. It was very, very... They really so the kid would save up some money from his spending money, and he would ask whoever was running the stocks when his father was around, what's the cheapest stocks I could buy? And the guy would tell him, you know, this. He would buy it and hang it up on his walls because he really liked the pictures. He thought they were very neat and very pretty and so on. But the kid said, he remembers one day his father walked up to his bedroom, sat down on his bed, and he said he was like a different person, very, very just kind of broken and mean and just in a very bad mood and everything. And his father said, son, you thought you're smart, yeah? You're buying these stocks quietly and saving up money? Well, it all crashed. That's right after the crash, 29. The world a person lives in not have been Olam Haba, doesn't have a muck in Olam Haba, doesn't want to be an Olam Haba, doesn't talk to him. We have it in us, and that's why we're B'nai Olam Haba. We could be denied entry to Olam Haba, Chas V'Shalom, and we need to deserve to be there, but when we are there, it's part of our Metzias. And that's why a Rasha, or like the Teres Mincha says, somebody who's very, very material-oriented, he gets his chai in this world because that's what he wants. Esav wants it as Zirat Hashem. The question was, well, was it worth, like it's, he's cheating him? Well, it's the other way around. Either all the money in the world is not worth Bechaira, or Zirat Hashem is a very generous payment for it. You know, they have today people come with old sperm, they think they come to the yeshiva with tons of old sperm. Oh, I donate to the yeshiva. You're not donating to yeshiva. The yeshiva is going to pay for gniza because nobody needs it. Nobody needs an old chas anymore. Nobody needs old ritva anymore. It's out. It's worthless. For somebody who's not a yesh kaddish, b'chayre is not something that's meaningful. So that's what our Kaddish Baruch Hu pays him for that. The Rebbe said it's al pirsho hafrish kasher tzadik al pi aroiv.
Then he finishes.
Shehuyas Barach Mishalim, La Adam Kolmitza Mitzashasa, Velorosha Kaver Shasa, Valtemek Hashem Spoch Mesna Schor, Let Sarik and Sarik, and Ephraim and Rosha, my Shura, at least if in Rosha. Avlashalm Kolmitzashasa, Ada Mishalmoy, Behind Ephraim and Rosha Kaver Shasa. Well, the Kach Oma Vakolfi Reva Mesa, Hainu Riba Mesa. In other words, it's by the count of the Mesa. Any questions?
Yeah, just on the Nekuda we spoke about before. If as Rosha is Shaykh to Olam Hazeh, and therefore it's Roy that he should be Nifra in Olam Hazeh, so why is that Averus he Nifra in Olam Haba?
Because according to this chat, Olam Haba is the Tzura of the person as he is Be'etzim. So since his tzura is an avarian, so his tzura of being an avarian is the tzura that's olam haba, and my assumption is that that itself is the gehenna of the person. That a person should have a tzura of a rasha in a makom that the etzem resayach to tzitzkis. He's like the lashon is shloya ke'avul beinachar beinachar beina mesamchim. You know, it's that tzura is the
is his oynus.
Yes. Okay.
Schkoyach.
The Shabbos cultivar.